This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A busy place, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference back for our final hour of the 3 days of the broadcast from here. And you may be doing what you do today, driving a truck or in the cab of a tractor and just making the world go and say, why do I need to know about what's happening at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference? Why are you there, Scott? And I'm here because there's an enormous amount of brain power here, a lot of knowledge on the industry, and it's obviously an industry that has become more and more important to North Dakota. But if I had to boil it down, I'd say I'm here because I love what the future looks like when I get a sense of people who see the great state of North Dakota, see an economic environment, a regulatory environment, people who just say, what do you need to do? Let's help you do it. The match of that and some folks that know this industry very well and what it can mean for kids and grandkids and communities and everything else. That's why I'm here. This is really about, being an important part of the. I see North Dakota having a three-legged stool. One is ag, always will be, has been for as long as we can remember. The other is energy. And, oil and gas is now back a big part of that leg. And then the third is really technology and everything else. And so it's an exciting time in North Dakota. That's why we're here to talk about it with some of the experts and welcome your comments on it. Text me at 367-2054 if you got a question or comment. Or call us at 800-228-0550. Our next guest is the president of Oasis Petroleum. This is a company that I've had my eye on for a while and appreciate the leadership very much. Taylor Reeds with us on the program. Taylor, how are you?
Good, well, Scott.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thanks for having me on.
How's the show been?
Show's really been great. A lot of excitement here with all the operators and everyone else involved. It's definitely grown back to what it was prior to the downturn. You know, we had a few years where not quite as much attendance, and it's really picked back up, and you see a lot of excitement, so it's great to see.
Tell us a little bit about Oasis Petroleum. As I say, I've gotten to know Tommy Noose, your partner in running Oasis Petroleum, and I've seen a spark in the eye of the folks at Oasis that is just so entrepreneurial and fun, and obviously all had experience in different areas, came together to form this, but I'm outside the industry from folks that know it a little better. Tell me a little bit about Oasis.
So Oasis was started in 2007, so we've been in business for a little over 10 years, and we were 100% focused in North Dakota. We intentionally selected North Dakota and the Bakken for a big part because of the people. One of our taglines is great people plus great assets equal great opportunity, and we've always loved the work ethic of the people here in North Dakota and love working with them. So we built a company in 10 years. It went from zero. You know, we started it in 2007 to a company that employs about 650 people, and 360 of those are here in North Dakota. So we've got a huge employee base. All that's really in the western part of the state. Williston and Watford are two of the big areas. This year alone, we'll spend $1 billion here in North Dakota, and 75% of that will be focused on the upstream business, and 25% will be in the midstream business, which is an exciting new addition for us. Really, over the past 3 years, we've gotten into the natural gas processing part of the business, and in fact are building a 200 million cubic foot a day processing plant just outside of Watford City. We'll add to the 80 million a day plant that we currently have there. And if you've listened at the conference here over the past couple of days, one of the things you've heard is the importance of infrastructure and we're happy to be out ahead of that.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a minute too, but I'm just wrapping my mind around that level of growth. The company didn't exist in 2006. It starts in 2007 in an economic and oil price environment very different than where we find ourselves today and what ultimately came a number of years later. How'd you weather the storm?
So, we actually went through two downturns. So 2008 and 2009, right after we got started. And then, starting in 2015, really through 17 and quite a rebound now. But, in both scenarios, one is having a plan about how you react in a downturn, being able to pull back, quickly get to where you're spending within cash flow, which we were able to do very quickly. The assets are super important, and we've got really high quality assets, and there's a big question in around Williston Basin and the Bakken coming into this downturn in 14-15, and a lot of focus on the Permian, as you know, and some of the other plays, and people weren't sure that you had the economics here to support the activity, and what we've proven over the past 3 years is that the well quality and the economics here are every bit as good, if not better, than the other plays around the U.S. So the quality of the rock was hugely important, and then the people that I talked about up front. Having people that are super diligent about their work, very focused on it, proud of the work, and want to weather a storm like this, dig down and make it work, is what made us successful in other companies. And this, the workforce that we have here in North Dakota just did a tremendous job through that downturn.
Is it difficult to recruit the workforce that you need?
The workforce has been a little more challenging when you get to the busiest segments that we're picking up here again. We're really happy to say that the majority of our workforce is local, so a lot of guys out on the western side of the state. We do have a rotational workforce that's on our well services business, and that's not the majority of our people. Still, most of them are local, and as we've been able to, as we continue to pick up, fortunately, we've been able to attract good people. I think we have a good reputation in the market.
I hear from some folks in the service side of things that, obviously they helped weather the storm right along with, the E&P companies and don't see themselves sort of moving up with the price going up and getting to a point where they're going to need to be able to build and hire and, buy equipment and everything else that they need to do. Is that a legitimate argument? What do you say to the service folks that say, hey, we need our turn too. We got to inch up.
Yeah, clearly when you get to the bottom of the downturn, the service companies are doing everything they can to keep, to do their part to keep the plays going. And so they're not making much money. When you get into the rebound like we are now, obviously they've got the ability to charge a little higher prices and ideally make a margin that they can continue to move their business forward. It's in all of our best interests that we're all making a attractive return. They've got to be able to attract the employees they need and also keep their equipment in good shape. The margins where they are right now, are we there yet? Hopefully we're either there or close. We do have a window to that because of our services business, and certainly profits are a lot better than they were a year and 2 years ago.
Anything else you want to tell us about your takeaways from the conference or what the future looks like?
I think generally the excitement is well warranted, and a lot of talk about the economics of the play, how robust it is, the fact that we're actually, from a transportation standpoint, maybe in an advantaged position right now.
Advantage to other plays.
And, Permian's got some takeaway constraints at the moment. Fortunately, we don't have that here with the DAPL pipeline, so that gives us a bit of an advantage. So the runway looks great. And as you continue to apply stimulation techniques outside the core of the basin, we're seeing really good results, so we're excited about that.
that Dakota Access Pipeline was absolutely a game changer for you, wasn't it?
Huge impact. Really huge impact.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say yesterday, now it was one of the analysts, I guess, say, you know what, it's going to be a capacity before long, so start thinking about what else. I mean, that's pretty incredible, right?
It is amazing that, you know, we're looking at that being full, and then also all the gas side of the business, processing and transportation. We've got to keep an eye on that. You really got to stay out in front to have that infrastructure in place.
Well, appreciate the conversation. Appreciate the spirit of, you know, the way you guys do what you do at Oasis Petroleum. So good to catch up with you.
Great, Scott. Thanks so much.
Yes, good to see you.
All right.
All right. Bully for North Dakota. $1 billion in the last year. That's bully for North Dakota right there. Pretty incredible to think of that kind of capital investment. And, again, what does that mean? It means, you know, more people, places to stay, homes being sold, you know, grocery stores having more customers. I mean, the ripple effect of just one company right here, $1 billion in the last year, is extraordinary. We follow the money, and I could show you a million different places it goes, and it lifts all boats, that rising tide. More after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you and our fine sponsors for making it happen. That includes our good friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We're an oil industry conference, but energy in general, and certainly coal, you look how long that's been around, and look how long it will be around. 800, 900 year economically recoverable supply of coal. Clean, beautiful coal. Join the team. Stand up for them. For reliable, affordable energy. Right now, it's SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Neil Cash Carey is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He's somebody that needs to know every nuance of our economy to be able to report back, and has a great analysis after his time here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Neil, nice to see you.
Scott, nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
I've always enjoyed our conversations.
Me too.
Because I feel like I'm getting a little look around the curve. And that's your job, I guess, right?
That's what we try. We want to look around the corner, see where the economy's going.
So what brings you to North Dakota?
Well, this is a big, important oil conference, and North Dakota is an important part of my district. You know, the Minneapolis Fed represents North Dakota on the Federal Open Market Committee when we set interest rates, so it's really important for me to know what's happening on the ground in our economy so I can bring that back to our deliberations in Washington.
When you talk to your colleagues and they compare, obviously, what they're looking at, how would you say this region is doing, and what role is North Dakota playing in that?
Well, I think the region overall, the region broadly, the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, doing very well. It's a very diverse economy. I mean, the oil and energy sector, obviously an important part of that. But when energy was struggling there the last few years, other parts of the economy in many cases were doing better, manufacturing, healthcare, et cetera. So I think the diversity of our regional economy is a strength for us. And now that oil prices are back up, obviously North Dakota is doing very well again. And being an energy producer as a country, you know, that's good for the country. It used to be when oil prices went up, it just hurt us because we were consumers of oil. We weren't big producers. Now it's much more balanced so that the U.S. economy is more resilient.
So walk us through, you know, your data gathering and what you look at, and then specifically maybe a couple of stories that you think are really sticking out right now, really look good.
Well, we look at a lot of price data, what's happening nationally on prices of wages for labor, prices of goods. We tend to try to look through the price of oil because it's volatile. So we talk about core inflation, which is excluding food and energy, which are pretty volatile. Overall, the U.S. economy is doing well. Inflation is running at about our 2% per year target, which is good. The big question mark is are there still workers who could come back in and take jobs? Because the U.S. economy has created a lot of jobs in the last 10 years, but we haven't seen wage growth take off. So, you know, just yesterday I was in part of Michigan in my district, and they were saying, you know, we can't attract workers. They're not willing to move from around the country. And I said, wait a second, that's not true. Go look at North Dakota. If you really start paying higher wages, people will move for those higher wages. But it's not going to be for a buck an hour more. It's got to be for a great opportunity, and then Americans will move for it.
Yeah, that's going to be the future, isn't it? Just how do you attract that workforce, and what are the different dynamics, and how much of it is pay, how much of it is quality of life, how much of it is a stable job.
Yep.
I mean, you can really be choosy as a good employee right now, can't you?
You absolutely can. Which is a good thing. You know, wages have lagged for the last decade, and so now we're starting to see wages creep up just a little bit nationally, and that's good. We want to see more of that. We want workers to be able to take home more, you know, for their families and for themselves. So that's what we're looking for. So I'm always talking to businesses. Are you able to find workers? I'm talking to workers. You know, where are you finding good job prospects? Are we at full employment yet? My gut tells me there's probably still a little bit of slack in the national U.S. economy.
So do you anticipate wages continuing to, I mean, what kind of a pace would you like to see in the growth of wages?
Well, right now we're running at about a 2.7% all in, including benefits, year-on-year growth rate. Back in 06, before the crisis, we were at about 3.5%. That, to me, would be a sign if we got closer to 3 or...
Why would that be?
Why would that be better?
No, why would we be lagging from where we were when arguably the economy was not as strong as it is now?
That's the big question mark that we're wrestling with, you know, because right now the unemployment rate nationally is 3.9%. You would think we're running at full steam at 3.9%. That's why, you know, the recession was so damaging. A lot of people left the job market. So if you left and you gave up, you're not counted in that 3.9% unemployment rate. So I think there probably are still some people on the sidelines who might be available to work if wages start picking up. I think that slack, that hidden slack, has been keeping wage growth a little bit lower.
And you're seeing similar trends here? In other words, you mentioned earlier that one of the reasons we're able to attract a workforce is because we're paying more because you have to.
You have to.
I mean, are the numbers better in
They are. They are better in North Dakota. North Dakota structurally always has a lower unemployment rate than most other parts of the country. Some parts of North Dakota, it's in the twos. A year ago, Grand Forks was around 2.5%. So I think North Dakotans generally work. You know, people who are here to work. But I also think people realize if you need more workers, you got to pay up for them, and then they will come. And you know, literally, I've met businesses who say, we just can't find anybody. And I ask them, well, are you raising wages? No. Well, I said, what do you expect? If you really want more workers to come, you got to pay for it, and then you'll attract them to come.
Let's talk about the ag side a little bit. Such an you can't even put a proper tag on the impact that ag has on everything. Touches so many things, right? And so I personally get spun up at what's happening here because it feels new and it feels like, you know, you're almost a pioneer and, you know, things are really exciting. But ag is just that, I mean, been there for forever, yet in a really tough spot for 4, 5, 6 years here with prices and folks, toiling away at below the cost of production and losing money. You see any light at the end of the tunnel there?
Well, I think that as the global economy recovers, you would expect as commodity prices are slowly recovering, whether it's metals and copper, et cetera, or it's oil prices, I would expect that also to reveal itself in agricultural prices globally. It's a global market for a lot of these different agricultural products. So I think that that will probably be a benefit to the producers as prices or as the economy continues to expand. So right now we see a strong U.S. economy. We think the global economy is doing quite well. The problem is we're not very good at seeing the recession coming either. And so sometimes shocks can hit us and we all get taken by surprise. And so our eyes are open. Right now things look pretty good.
Back when prices of oil was upwards of $100, there were 191 rigs pulling oil out of the ground. Production, same from 191 rigs at that point that it is today, was 60 rigs. Is there something comparable to that in the level of efficiency to say, here's an industry that's just getting pounded and said, we just got to figure out a way, we got to find a way, got to find a way, and then do what they've done in that short period of time?
I mean, it's amazing to me. And I think, honestly, I think the greatest technological achievement, the most important one in the last decade or so, it's not social media, it's not Facebook and Twitter, it's fracking. And it's what's happening right here. It's having a more profound impact on the global economy than I think anything else is, for the positive. And so that's the kind of innovation that I think is taking place, but it's happening below the radar. People aren't paying as much attention to it, yet it's enormously important. Or we were talking about ag. If you think about in the last few decades how yields have just soared, that they've just gone through the roof by new technology and new techniques and farmers, you know, applying it smarter. I think it's wonderful for the U.S. economy.
Well, last question I want to talk about just your presentation today and kind of the data you'll unveil, and just give us a little overview about the message you want people to leave here with.
Overall, I think the message is very positive. I think the U.S. economy is doing well. I think North Dakota is doing well. I think oil has become a big engine of growth for the U.S. economy, oil and gas, and North Dakota is a big, big part of that engine of growth. So we're feeling very positive about that. I think as technology continues to innovate here in North Dakota, it's going to continue to make the U.S. economy more productive. And so overall, it's going to be a positive message, but I'm also looking forward to hearing. We're going to take Q&A from the audience. What's on people's minds, what are the fears and the risks that they're worried about that we at the Federal Reserve should be paying attention to?
And as you look at
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're headed out for Memorial Day weekend, make a stop at PetroServe USA Valley City location, where we'll be broadcasting live to kick off the holiday weekend and saluting those who've served. Stop at PetroServe USA and have 20 cents off a gallon on E15. What a deal! Plus, the best burgers in North Dakota will be serving those up too. Hand-patted fresh beef, caramelized onions, cheese, fresh baked bun. Best burger in North Dakota. You're going to absolutely love it. Colorado Jack popcorn, $3.99 each. And Nestle Pure Life water, $3.99 a case too. See you tomorrow. PetroServe USA Valley City.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashyap.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Glad you're out there. Glad to have you. Busy day at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. You heard our conversation with Neil Kashkari, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He wasn't quite finished before we went to break there, but here's just a last little overview of how he, as president of a Federal Reserve branch bank, sees the state of the economy here right now.
Overall, I think the message is very positive. I think the U.S. economy is doing well. I think North Dakota is doing well. I think oil has become a big engine of growth for the U.S. economy, oil and gas, and North Dakota is a big, big part of that engine of growth. So we're feeling very positive about that. I think as technology continues to innovate here in North Dakota, it's going to continue to make the U.S. economy more productive. And so overall, it's going to be a positive message. But I'm also looking forward to hearing. We're going to take Q&A from the audience. What's on people's minds? What are the fears and the risks that they're worried about that we at the Federal Reserve should be paying attention to?
And as you look at the economic scale, how close is energy to ag in that?
Well, I think they're both really important. I mean, look, we all need to drive. We all need to heat our homes. And oil has now become a big engine of growth. We're not just consumers. We're now big producers of oil and gas. So that's a big source of strength for the U.S. economy. And you're right, I was talking to my economist earlier. You know, it used to be when the price of oil went up, it hurt us in the country because it just hurt our pocketbooks. Now we're kind of neutral. You know, it affects consumers' pocketbooks, but it also leads to a lot more investment on the production side. And so having a balanced U.S. economy as it relates to oil, I think, is a good place to be in.
We love our visits. Always get us excited about all the data you're consuming and presented in a great way, so appreciate your good work and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank Minneapolis branch is Neil Kashkari, joining us at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Texter says, business-friendly North Dakota, i.e. low wages. I think he's referring to where the President Kashkari is, what he actually did. In fact, he told a story about being in Michigan, and people were complaining about not being able to recruit a workforce and having a difficult time recruiting people. And he said, North Dakota's filling their needs. Now, we're a little short, but we're doing pretty good given all the activity. He said, you know why? They're paying more. So I think that was a backhanded compliment in North Dakota. He was talking about the whole district, and in his mind, nationwide, wages need to go up. I don't think he was talking about North Dakota, but you're going to interpret that how you interpret it, but... we'll have him on again and figure all that out. So we're back, and more of the conversation continues now with another one of our friends from the groups that have been presenting here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Brent Lonis is the director and the general manager of Hess North Dakota. Nice to see you again, Brent. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Give me a little overview of the conference, what you've seen so far, what you think.
It's been a great conference. We have a lineup of speakers that would be keynote speakers anywhere else at any other conference. So there's been a lot of talks over technology. I mean, it's one of the things that's coming out of this conference is operators are learning. The more we drill, the more we develop this reservoir, the more we learn about it, and the application of technology is just causing the productions to increase, and we're capturing more of the oil and the more of the gas. Our ultimate recoveries are improving, so it's all a very positive story.
What do you take away from something like this? Well, I mean, what is the value? 10 days from now, a month from now, 2 years from now, what's the takeaway?
Well, the value is learning and sharing with the other operators and other producers. We also got to listen to some of our key regulators that affect our industry, and it just opens the doors to collaboration, not only between producers, but also with the regulated bodies that we need to interface with from a day-to-day basis.
I want to talk a little bit about the history of Hess so people understand Hess as a company and how long you've been doing what you've been doing in North Dakota. Really pioneers in this industry, right?
Yeah, we have been. We drilled the first discovery well in 1951, just south of Tioga. And we've operated continuously since then. In 1952, we started design and construction of the Tioga gas plant, and that was commissioned in 1954. So we've operated continuously since then in North Dakota. We have a long, long history here, and we have a long history to come.
So when it first started, the gas was coming from where for the gas plant in Tioga?
Yeah, so the gas was coming from the field just south of Tioga.
Okay, so from oil production.
From oil production, correct.
So, was flaring an issue in the 50s?
Not at that time. It wasn't an issue.
nobody questioned that, huh?
Yeah.
My, how times have changed. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So, and right now, the balance between oil production and gas would be what at Hess?
So our production is about 120,000 barrels a day, barrels of oil equivalent. We're producing about 250 million cubic feet a day through the gas plant in Tioga. Nameplate's 250. We're slightly below 250, but I think last month we averaged about 240 million through the plant.
So this is what I'd love for people to think about when they say, well, why do I care about the oil industry? Who cares? The oil price of oil is up, and the oil companies are making a bunch of money. Isn't that fantastic? Doesn't matter to me. Think of how many meals have been put on a kitchen table, a dining room table, because of Hess and the investment that started in 1951.
Yeah. Well, we're one of the largest employers in the state. We have just over 500 employees throughout the state. We have offices in Minot, Tioga, and Wofford City in the Keene area. So, and then a couple field offices down in Kildare. So, as I said, we over 500 employees throughout the state. Along with that, we also employ several hundred contractors that help us manage our wells and help us keep production on.
I'm going to ask you a question I've asked folks from Continental. Harold Hamm was here, and Taylor Reed a moment ago from Oasis and others. If I, walked the booths today and talked to folks in the oil field service business, they would not want to say this out loud, but they'd love for me to say, hey, we've really been pinching pennies for a long time here to try and help, weather this storm. And now prices coming back up. When do we get to inch up? That's what I hear, kind of rumbling around. And I don't doubt you hear more than a rumble.
Yeah.
How do you answer it?
It's a great question. I wouldn't necessarily characterize it as pinching pennies. I think the downturn caused us to be more efficient. So in one aspect, it was really good for the industry to kind of go through that and weather the storm. Hess in particular, we are continuing to spend more. Our capital spend this year is over $1 billion. We have about $900 million going into the NP side for drilling the wells and completing the wells and production. And then we have about $300 million going into our midstream business. We're developing the Little Missouri Gas Plant as a joint venture with Targa. We have several compressor stations that are kind of online. So we're continuing to invest. We're adding two more rigs this year. We are running at four rigs now. We just added the fifth rig just last week. And we'll be adding a sixth rig somewhere between the third and the fourth quarter.
I want to talk about something that folks may remember when Governor Burgum called a number of industry leaders together and said, can we just think a little differently about what you do? And he talked about striving for zero leaks. And, you know, people snicker sometimes at that and say, that's like saying we don't ever want a car accident with cars. Clearly, that's going to happen. On the other hand, I always say, well, why would it be wrong to say we want to try for that, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it just makes you better, right? It's sort of like you're saying on the efficiency thing. Terrible to have to go through what the industry went through. On the other hand, look how much better you come out for it.
Yeah.
191 rigs doing the same amount of production it takes 60 to do today. I mean, so was that fun? No. But was there a good outcome? Sure. I'd say the same thing about this idea. I mean, it's not a crazy idea to strive to get to zero leaks, is it?
No, it's absolutely what everyone in industry wants. We don't want to have any leaks, whether it's gas, oil, or produced water. But it is a challenge to control that, right? So about a year ago, Governor Burgum pulled the industry together and challenged the industry to eliminate leaks through the application of technology and through innovation. And so that resonated with a few of us in the industry here in North Dakota, and we formed a group, and it's called IPIPE. It stands for Intelligent Pipeline Integrity Program. There's five of us, five operators that have joined that. It's One Oak, Statoil, Goodnight Midstream, Hess. And I forgot the last one.
EERC, right?
Yeah, and EERC is involved.
Statoil.
And Statoil, yeah. So what we have done with that is we pulled together funds that accumulate to about $3.2 million for testing of new emerging technology that could be applied to gathering systems. Gathering systems typically are not equipped with leak detection systems. They're just not designed for it. And they're very small bore piping, so from 2 to 4 inch, typically maybe 6 inch, is what you'll see. So this new emerging technology that we're looking at could be applied to these, and we have selected two to test in 2018. It's a 3.5-year program, so in November of this year, we'll be selecting more technologies to test throughout the field. So the five founding members will be offering up and volunteering their systems to test this technology on, and hopefully we find a solution to not only detecting but eliminating leaks.
Give me just a quick overview, layman's terms, of what the technology you're testing would do that's different than what we have today.
Yeah, so what we have today is typically you'll use what's called a smart pig, and the smart pig is equipped with ultrasonic sensors that will measure the pipe wall thickness. They're limited in diameter and how small they can go with a smart pig. So these new technologies are designed to go into smaller pipeline.
A pig, by the way, is a pipeline inspection what?
Pipeline inspection tool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what the G stand for.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
But you hear the term a lot.
Yeah.
So just again, there is a this consortium comes together, and then the Industrial Commission's Oil and Gas Research Program funds some of these things, you know, and helps. So
right.
There's a lot of different people at the table saying, let's figure this out, right?
Right,
and then
right.
You're underway.
Exactly. We approached the Oil and Gas Research Council for matching funding. They unanimously approved it. So that's at. It's a great joint venture, if you will, between the government and state government and
I love
industry.
I love it. Good innovation. Striving. And we'll follow closely the testing, everything that's going on. So keep us updated, okay?
Yeah, we will do.
Good to see you. Thanks to you and the whole Hess team.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Brent Lonis, who is the general manager, Hess Corporation, with us. Bismarck Event Center, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. More after this.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoolguy.com.
I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Do you remember that show, Folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen and the neighbor? Of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence. Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Texter says, Hass is the most ethical operator in North Dakota, and I've worked with 80% of them. They're great, honest, and proactive. Thanks for the feedback. Great conversation. Always appreciate what you have to say. A lot of feedback on the NFL owners. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Remember, we'll be at PetroServe USA. Best burgers in North Dakota. Hand patty, valley, meats, beef, cheese, caramelized onions, the fresh baked bun. Trust me, you're going to love it. Plus 20 cents off a gallon of gas, E15, and lots of great specials. Free My Pillows if you know the catch. Be listening for the catch tomorrow if you didn't hear it here. All right. Our final chance to chat with some of the folks here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Todd Pachowitzki, and Corey Chorney with the AE2S to talk a little bit about the Western Area Water Supply Project. What's the key on that project that you're talking to folks about right now, Todd?
Let everybody know that we really have one directive, and it's to get raw water to everybody we can in the northwestern part of the state.
What's the PR problem? Just the idea of the industrial sales to fund part of the project?
Yeah, it's as much that, which I believe we've come a long way with that as well. As people become more familiar with the project and the need for those industrial sales to keep domestic costs down, that in itself is getting better on a daily basis, but definitely room to improve yet with communication and information. And then even on the domestic side, you know, when we go out to get our easements and then work with landowners to get water to the next person down the road, there's always some challenges with how well that goes and how we're perceived on how we get those easements. So
is that a challenge in the sense of, okay, I don't want another easement, I don't want another pipeline, I don't want another project, or is it I don't want water to my neighbor?
It can be both, but there's a lot of pipeline fatigue out there, which we understand, and so that's the driving force. Is certainly there's very busy pieces of dirt out there, and I get it. As a landowner, you do not want any more infrastructure on your property, so that is for sure the biggest issue that we run into is just we're busy, we're full.
Corey Waz currently serves 60,000 people. The project was designed to serve 100,000 people by 2038. How's that growth path coming along?
Well, it's been a little bit up and down. Follows the price of oil in terms of, you know, the service population. We saw a little dip here as prices dropped in 15-16, and then last year we started seeing a little bit of a rebound in terms of the water demand on the domestic side, and we continue to see that early in 2018, and of course the weather pattern plays a big role in those domestic demands. Last year was a very dry year up in that area, so we saw record domestic demands, and as we head into May here, early part of the year was a little bit slower with the cooler weather that we had in March and April, but as things look to warm up here, we're starting to see our water demands trend up, and it'll be interesting to just see how that plays out, and really it's all predicated on, you know, what's going to happen in the oil industry. Those population projections are going to be tied to the activity and things like that. Some of the anecdotal things that we see from a population perspective that are a positive in terms of the growth continuing and moving forward are the enrollments in the school districts, both in Watford City and in Williston. And even through the dip in oil prices, the enrollments either stayed steady or continued to grow. So we're encouraged by that and expect the populations to continue to grow as every oil well is drilled and put into service. You know, that just creates jobs and bodies that are needed to keep those wells in service. And long term, every well that's drilled, you know, will continue to see the workforce grow in that area.
Yeah, if anyone has a concern or a thought or a comment about WAS, they ought to have a conversation with Brent Sanford, who, of course, was the mayor of Watford City and now our lieutenant governor, who will tell you basically without it, there wouldn't be the Watford City that is there today that is, you know, needed in a very important part of oil country in North Dakota. So, I think a lot of us got wrapped up in the funding model, which really wasn't the fault of WAS. WAS was a needed project, and some other people decided that it had to be funded in the way it was, which partially was through this industrial water sales. And if I was a water pumper and did it, selling it, I too wouldn't want any more competitors. So I totally understand that argument, but it's sort of like a really good project got caught in the crosshairs, is how I saw that. Anything else you guys want to say about the industrial water sales part of that or the understanding of that for the consumer?
Yeah, that different viewpoint and how the project should have been funded early on, certainly understand that. The interesting part as, a lot of the water providers, they put up pipelines in the ground years ago, and as the water demands have continued to grow, the volume that they're using to frack each well, I think a lot of those pipeline guys realize that they or wish they had built bigger pipelines, and some of the water providers that were very big critics of WAS early on last year were some of the best clients that WAS had as they were supplementing the supplies that they had. So from that perspective, it was a, I thought, a win-win for everybody that, you know, we provided a need, and certainly WAS is in no position to provide all the water that the industry is going to need. So with time, hopefully that there's more harmony and everybody just, you know, can find a way to live in that market together.
Gentlemen, appreciate that very much. Appreciate all the folks here. Just talking to the folks from the Bakken Business Journal who are right next to us here, displaying their Where's Energy News from the Bakken and beyond, talking about all the things happening. It's a fun part of this industry. I mean, there's more people here that are not in the quote-unquote industry than are, just doing different things for the industry and talking about the industry. Isn't that kind of what America is all about?
Yeah.
I love that. Love it. Folks, God bless you. See you from PetroServe Valley City tomorrow.
If you're headed out for Memorial Day weekend, make a stop at PetroServe USA, Valley City location. We'll be broadcasting live to kick off a holiday weekend and saluting those who've served. Stop at PetroServe USA and have 20 cents off a gallon on E15. What a deal. Plus, the best burgers in North Dakota will be serving those up too. Hand-patted fresh beef, caramelized onions, cheese, fresh baked bun. Best burger in North Dakota. You're going to absolutely love it. Colorado Jack popcorn, $3.99 each. And Nestle Pure Life water, $3.99 a case too. See you tomorrow. PetroServe USA, Valley City.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.